USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Already in office for over a week now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was the focus of a ceremonial swearing-in ceremony moments ago at the U.S. State Department headquarters in Washington. Mike Pence, the vice president, gave him the oath of office, and President Trump had remarks as well.
I have no doubt that you will make America proud as our nation's chief diplomat. You're an exceptional guy, a great friend, and somebody that truly loves our country. We are really, really proud of you.
Students at hundreds of high schools across the nation taking part today in classroom walkouts, this time not to support more gun control, but to support gun ownership rights and the Second Amendment. Founder of Stand for the Second is a New Mexico high school student, Will Riley. This is USA Radio News.
There is only one supplement you need to increase energy, deepen your sleep, reduce joint pain, and more. GHR Platinum contains natural ingredients that elevate your mood and even help you lose stubborn body fat, not to mention what it does for one's libido. GHR Platinum contains no GMO and is gluten-free. It's all organic and fortified with ultratropine. Men and women alike will start feeling well with its natural growth hormone releaser. Don't wait. Call 833-434-4529 right now and get a special half-price deal for you and your partner. 833-434-4529. GHR Platinum will amaze you with renewed vitality, so don't wait. Call right now. 833-434-4529.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein discussing what he says are threats against him and the Justice Department coming from some lawmakers on Capitol Hill, including members of the House Freedom Caucus. The caucus has been pushing for the release of Justice Department documents dealing with the Russia probe and the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server, and a document leaked by the caucus indicates they're looking into the possible impeachment of Rosenstein, who tells Fox News,
I just don't have anything to say about documents like that that nobody has the courage to put their name on and that they leak in that way. But I can tell you the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted.
The Boy Scouts of America announcing today that when girls are welcomed into what's currently the Boy Scouts starting next February, that program will change its name from Boy Scouts to Scouts BSA. Girls are already allowed to join the Cub Scouts, so the name of that group won't be changing. No changes here. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A major wildfire in the state of Arizona, apparently caused by a human. That fire north of Payson said to have been sparked by an illegal campfire. The government's jobs report for the month of April won't be out till Friday, but there's a report out from ADP today that shows the nation added 204,000 jobs in April, and that's 14,000 more than the experts were predicting this private survey would show. Most of the new jobs in the service sector, though goods producers did add 44,000 positions, including 27,000 construction jobs. Hobby Lobby says it will return thousands of ancient artifacts that have been discovered as having been looted from Iraq. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says the arts and crafts retailer will return 3,800 antiquities to Baghdad before today is over. Hobby Lobby bought over 5,500 of the Iraqi artifacts in 2010 for $1.6 million. And rapper Kanye West says he thinks slavery must have been a choice among African Americans because he says it existed for so long. West making the comments during an appearance with TMZ yesterday. A TMZ reporter then speaks out against his comments, saying African Americans are still dealing with the effects of slavery and West needs to be responsible with what he says. Kanye says he was misunderstood. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.